Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, and welcome to the start of the weekend. Eric the Tech, it's the weekend. Gonna do that dance, right?
It's the weekend.
Of course, you know, we work 24/7, so it really doesn't matter. By the way, there will be a Patreon meeting this weekend, kind of a mid-month, just kind of checking things out. Won't be long. We just need to kind of touch base as a family, as an assembly, and kind of see where we're at with things. A lot of things to get into today. By the way, if you haven't done so already, this weekend really is I mean, we're down to the wire. If you haven't gone to HagmanReport.com/training, that's HagmanReport.com/training. You know, I've got to tell you, we're working with the Freedom Center USA to train individuals, willing individuals, in handgun and rifle training. Sam Andrews from Freedom Center USA has cut a deal with us, and I would take advantage of it. Look, if you personally can't do it, but have a family member who can, definitely contact. Well, for more information or to register, please email. It's right there on your screen. Please email us at training@HagmanReport.com. Please do that. I have a feeling you're going to need it, okay? So a number of things, of course, that's taken place today. This week. And I kind of want to do this as a week wrap. I do have a philosophy, as you know. Don't like to jump on news right away. Unless, of course, it's something explosive, perhaps literally. But the information today that we're getting, and this, again, I want to make sure everyone knows this, the information we're getting is either mis, dis, or malinformation. I mean, and I say that not in accordance with the DHS protocols and rules, but I say that as an anti-MSM, anti-mainstream media individual. And knowing, too, that there have been many, and I mean many, platforms. Please listen to me. I don't know how to exactly state this. There are platforms like this platform, but definitely not this platform, who have taken money from individuals, entities, organizations tied to the Communist Chinese Party for certain talking points or to stay away from certain talking points. That's not us. There have been platforms like this and still are platforms like this that have received money from entities, individuals, not to talk about the excess mortality, the deaths and such with respect to the SARS-CoV-2 clot shot, injecticide, death jab, whatever you want to call it. So please keep that in mind when you're tuning the dial, or I guess that dates me, but when you're moving the mouse to different programs. So I ask a couple of things. If you like what you hear, if you think that this is worthy of putting a link up on social networking, please do so. I'm on Getter, I'm on Gab, Parler, and Truth Social, not on Twitter. Pelosi announced that she's stepping down from Democratic leadership in the House. Now, look, politics is right now, and it's always been bread and circus. It's just nothing but a distraction. The right versus the left, it's all BS, I'm telling you. It's the uniparty, it's them versus us. But the Pelosi story is important to me for a couple of reasons. Now, she's what, 80 years old or whatever, 82? She's made her money in such a manner. Well, she's made her money through insider trading, through, you don't walk into a job in Congress and come out a gazillionaire, you know, with a house on Palm Beach. And that just doesn't happen or shouldn't happen in America. But it's happened to Pelosi. It's happened to all of these Muppets in government. But she's stepping down, and Hakeem Jeffries is the likely successor. Now, there's two stories to this. Pelosi stepping down probably couldn't have come at a better time. The Speaker of the House, okay, from House leadership. All right, stepping down from House, to be clear. You remember the incident, the, hey, it's hammer time with Paul, right? And then previous to that, the car incident, the DUI incident as well. Now, you may think, well, none of this really, it's really not of any kind of importance. Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you why. This goes back, in a sense, this goes back to things like FTX. You've heard of FTX, of course. Sam Bankman freed, or Sam Bankman been fried, right? FTX, this pyramid money laundering Ponzi scheme known as FTX, bankruptcy in hundreds of countries and taking people's money. This goes back to Jeffrey Epstein. Did you know that? FTX goes back to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, this goes back to when good old Sam Bankman Fried was part of Tether, cryptocurrency, Tether, after Brock Pierce. Sam Bankman Fried is the fall guy, essentially, for Epstein, or became the fall guy for Epstein. That's not to say he's not, doesn't have his hands dirty. I'm just saying that that's where the music stopped, when the musical chairs game was going on. But this goes back to Epstein. This goes back to Pierce. This goes back to... But by the way, Epstein was a huge donor to both MIT and Harvard. I don't know whether you know that or not. I'm sure if you do, fine. The tech guy at MIT, listen to this. The tech guy at MIT worked with a man by the name of Joey Ito. I'm sorry, the tech guy at MIT. Yeah, I'll get this right. Joey Ito worked with Epstein to create Bitcoin. Did you know that? Amazing Pauly did an interesting investigative report. And this was also echoed by Man in America and some other platforms, noting that Sam Bankman-Fried's brother, Gabe, that's right, Gabe, has or had an initiative, a business, as well as a website called Guarding Against Pandemics. So just so you know, okay, this is complicated. You've got Tether, which was kind of the start of Bankman-Fried's enterprise. Attached to Epstein, who was a huge donor to Harvard and MIT, you have the tech guy at MIT, Joey Ito, working with Epstein to create Bitcoin. You've got Sam Bankman involved in crypto, because Bitcoin is crypto. But then you also have, in addition to all of that, you've got guarding against pandemics by Sam's brother, Gabe Bankman-Fried. The reason I said all of that is because you've got pretty much the gift that keeps on giving. You've got the pandemic part. You've got the money laundering part to and from Ukraine, to and from the left and the right, both the rhinos and the Democrats, okay, the communists. So you've got this toxic mix of, and this will also include human trafficking, which, in addition to everything else, connects to what's going on at the southern border. Then you have, of course, in history, you've got Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, tied directly with Epstein, and Brock Pierce tied with Sam Bankman-Fried, going back to Tether. So you've got this, here's what I'm trying to say. You have got now this revelation, at least in my view, a revelation of things with respect to, okay, things are kind of being, things are falling apart. They are being shown for what they are. You've got sex trafficking, Epstein. You've got money laundering, crypto, including for the war machine in Ukraine. You've got the various individuals involved in all of this, not the least of whom are the Biden crime family. They fall right into the center of all of this. Wow. Okay, and then, now hold on, hold that thought, because I'm going to throw another part of the equation into this. By the way, FTX, you're talking by orders of magnitude larger than Enron in terms of the damage, financial damage. And where did all of this money go? What happened with the records, Enron records? Does anyone know? Hands out there in the studio audience. Hands out there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The gentleman there in the blue tie in the suit. Yeah, that's right. The records for Enron, the files, just happened to be in Building 7 on 9/11 of 2001. Okay, so my question is, when you look at history and you look at how things are playing out right now, anyone want to take some life insurance out on Sam Bankman-Fried? I'm just asking. WEF also fits into this because they were pushing Bitcoin and have pushed Bitcoin. And by the way, did you know that Bill Gates lived with Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein? Eric the Tech. I don't even know if you're listening, but did you know that Bill Gates lived with Jeffrey Epstein for a while?
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me.
No, of course not.
Buddies. Bunk buddies.
Bunk buddies. That's right. And the CEO of LinkedIn.
Spoon me.
Spoon me. Oh, gosh. Anyway. I love it. Was the PR man.
Whoever has more money is the spoon.
Yeah, which one's going to be the spoon? The guy with the most money, right? All right, whatever. But one of the other issues as well, when you talk about all of this corruption, because so now you've got Pelosi, Speaker of the House, stepping down, I mentioned earlier, and that's just kind of like a circus. Well, not necessarily, because as I mentioned before, with respect to the incident with that happened with, you know, with a hammer, okay, at Pelosi's house, things got a little bit out of control in my view, because when I looked at the Department of Justice reports with the San Francisco police reports, they're out there, folks, you can find them, and you look at the narratives, the police narratives or the narratives as to what happened, they're different, and they're different for a reason. They're different there to protect Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi, because in my personal opinion, and this is just my personal opinion, exposing what really happened inside the Nancy Pelosi home would open up questions to individuals related to everything I just spoke about. Does that make sense, Sam? Okay. Because when you are in D.C. or related to someone in D.C. or part of the financial mechanisms that operate worldwide, you make friends with people like the late Epstein, or people like Maxwell, Robert Maxwell, or people like, hey, Bill Clinton. And the corruption, the rot is so great. But see, here's the problem. We are, at least in my view, and folks, you can tell me if I am incorrect on this. We are so focused on, like, we're focused on the wrong things. We should take a look at we should have like a 30,000 foot view of everything that's going on. And then focus from there, get the big picture, and then hit everything at the granular level, because they're both important. The picture on the puzzle box, when it's all put together, that's important to keep when all of the pieces are on the table. And that's what we have now. So don't just look at the pieces on the table. Look at the picture on the puzzle box. That's important to do. Because in order to understand, at least in my particular opinion, in order to understand where we are headed with all of this, and the time is short. You heard Steve Quayle yesterday about the two witnesses and about the Antichrist. I really believe we are living in the most exciting biblical times, and you were appointed to be alive today. God's got a reason for you to be living today. You just have to find out what it is. God has a reason for Eric the Tech to be alive today. And according to my notes, that's to do the tech stuff for here and to take care of my daughter, and also to shine my Bentley. I'm kidding, of course, but you know what I'm saying. Look, we all have a purpose for being here. All right.
You need a Bentley for me to shine.
I do.
If you get one, I'll do it.
If I got a Bentley, you better see if I've gone off the rails. That's for sure. Yeah. No, thank you. There was a, and I'm serious about this. I'm going to share this real quick with you. I was at a specific meeting. This is years ago, and there was a guy that I actually got to ride in Rolls Royce. Okay. And I was like in awe. Okay, wow, this is great. It's just a flipping car, folks. Okay. But so I was riding in the back seat behind the driver, and the actual owner of the Rolls Royce was riding in the front passenger seat. And then there was a driver, and then there was someone else with me. And it was a short ride. Anyway. The owner of the Rolls Royce, did not know the man next to me, didn't really know me, and I didn't really know him. But anyway, it was one of the situations where things happen. And the guy in the front passenger seat, the owner of the Rolls Royce, says, "Boy, that's a really nice car." And the guy next to me said, "What, you've never been in a Rolls Royce before?" And the guy in the front passenger seat said, "Never in the front." No. Didn't land, huh? You didn't really appreciate that. Okay, never mind. All right. I want to do this. I want to tell you the I'm going to show video number 1. When in doubt, when in trouble, go to videos, right? I'm going to show you video number 1. This is an investigation of Joe Biden. Now, look, you think that because Republicans are in charge of the House, you think that things are going to get settled. People are going to be held to account. I'm here to tell you. I go back to this earlier this week when I said the tree of liberty needs watered. And folks, it's up to us, because it's not up. I don't see any difference. It's, hey, new boss, same as the old boss, in my view. Let's have some strongly worded letters. Let's have some, you know, that's what's going to happen. I don't see anything changing unless we, the people, make the changes. But that aside, we can use the evidence shown to us. And the people, and let me say this, the people who do not understand, comprehend, or accept the evidence shown to them. And there are many out there. I know many. I know a few who believe that this is all just conspiracy theory nonsense, or, hey, what about Trump, or what about this, or what about that? What's wrong with you people? Okay, what is wrong with them? I want to show you video 1. This relates to the 1,050-page document that we spoke about at one point. That was published this month. This is about the corruption everywhere, essentially everywhere. But this is about an investigation of Joe Biden. You remember me talking about Hunter Biden's laptop? And I have 2 copies of the hard drive. I forgot to bring one of the hard drives in to show you the Biden hard drive. Again, still waiting for the FBI to pick it up to, you know, authenticate it, take it in a swag bag fashion. But this is not, none of this is about Hunter Biden. The 2020 election, understand this. 2016 was about spying on President Trump. 2020 was about hiding all things Biden crime family related. 2022 was a replay of 2020 because we didn't fix 2020. And if you think 2024 is going to be any different, barring any repairs, any fixing, any you and I getting involved and going out there knocking some heads, well, then I feel sorry for you. But let's play video 1. This is about an investigation of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, who cares, crackhead, whatever. This is about Joe Biden. Here it is.
This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues that have long been ignored. Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family. These include conspiracy or defrauding the United States, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality, from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. In the 118th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence. I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden. And that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress.
All right. This is so important. By the way, that's Representative Comer. I want that to be played again. Folks, listen to the charges. And by the way, I've got some additions that will come out. This, according to a human intelligence source I've been speaking to. This was a press conference. I think it was held Thursday morning. I believe it was held Thursday morning. And this is what the intent of the new Congress is: to hold the Biden criminal, the Biden crime family to account. Now, again, do I have any hope in this? Yeah, about as much as I did the Durham investigation. How's that working out for you? All right. Remember, the White Hats got this, right? Yeah, BS. But listen and watch again. Listen specifically to the charges. Go ahead.
Of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues that have long been ignored. Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family. These include conspiracy or defrauding the United States, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality, from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. In the 118th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence. I want to be clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, and that's where the committee will focus in this next Congress.
All right. What happens to, if, based on that committee's investigation? I don't know, but I do know this. It is up to we, the people, to make sure they do their job. And if they don't do their job, then you know what? If we are to remain a country, we are going to have to do our job. I have another video that follows this. It's 3 minutes in length. But before I do, I want to mention something to you, because I think it's so important that we all take care of business while we still can. And while we're, you know, while we're thinking about it. And when I find something that benefits me, my family, or something that I like specifically, I like to share it. And that's the way with Policy Genius. That, by the way, that's all one word, Policy Genius. You know, it's important to get life insurance. The reason I say this is because it's more than just when you pass away, whether you are the head of the family or the wife and mom, there is a huge emotional loss, but there's also a financial loss regardless. Okay. We all hope you never need life insurance. Isn't that always the way? We hope we don't need it, but you know, look, we do. Mortgage payments, childcare, other expenses, they don't disappear when you or I are gone. So we have to continue taking care of business. And life insurance through your job, let me tell you something, it doesn't offer enough protection. And I've gone through, look, this is not my first rodeo. I've processed numerous life insurance claims on behalf of families. And I was also a captive agent a long, long time ago. And I've seen the benefits of life insurance. Folks, Policy Genius gives you a smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. If you don't have life insurance right now, it's the simplest thing to get, in my view. Policy Genius has made this so simple. I didn't have this when I got my insurance. I'm old, 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 but you can still get it. I'm telling you. I did not use Policy Genius, but I wish they had it back then when I bought insurance, because it would have made life a lot easier. Back then, I was captive to a certain company, and that company was a lot higher in premiums than other companies. Folks, Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies such as AIG, Prudential. In just a few clicks, find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policy that start at just $17 a month for $500,000 of coverage. Did you hear me? Eric the Tech is writing that down and saying, hey, Doug, hey, it looks pretty good. I'm going to do this. $17 a month for $500,000 of coverage. And that's Policy Genius. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week, short time, and avoid unnecessary medical exams. No one likes to take those, right? They're not incentivized to recommend one insurance over another, so you can trust their guidance. How important is that? There are no added fees, and your personal information is private and remains so. No wonder they have thousands, I should say, of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Now, here's what you have to do. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find it, and you deserve a smarter way to buy it. I'm giving it to you. Head to policygenius.com. Click the link in the program description box at HagmanReport.com for Policy Genius. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. This is the greatest thing, I believe, the greatest service. This is what the internet's for, things like this. That's policygenius.com, policygenius.com, all one word, policygenius.com. Tell them Doug Hagman sent you. I'm telling you, it's the smartest way to get insured. All right. I'm going to go to this three-minute video. This explains, again, you're talking about this huge array of crimes, from the worst of the worst perverse crimes to the financial crimes to the war crimes to the Nuremberg-style crimes. All of these fit together. Again, look at the picture on the puzzle box. Look at the pieces on the table and start putting them together. But with respect to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, people refer to it as the Hunter Biden laptop. Folks, it's not the Hunter Biden laptop alone. It shows you the criminal element of the Biden family. Here's 3 minutes. Well worth it. Here it is.
His son, Hunter, joining the then vice president on the official visit to Beijing. Unknown to the press back then, Hunter Biden was forming a Chinese private equity fund, planning to raise money, including from Chinese investors. 10 days after the Biden's trip, Shanghai authorities issued the fund's business license.
Then Vice President Joe Biden had dinner with his son Hunter, along with Hunter's business associates from Ukraine, Russia, and Kazakhstan. And the day after the dinner, a Burisma executive sent a note to Hunter, quoting, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together."
Hunter's lucrative business dealings often included giving as much as 50% of his earnings to his dad.
The text read, quote, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary."
And Hunter introduced me as, "This is Tony, Dad, the individual I told you about that's helping us with the business that we're working on and the Chinese."
The email reads this way, quote, "At the moment, there's a provisional agreement that the equity will be distributed as follows. 10 held by Hunter for the big guy."
I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times.
A newly revealed text message shows Bob Alinsky was apparently warned by business partner James Gillier, "Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid.
Chinese executives admitted to reporters that they were actually introduced to the vice president by Hunter Biden.
Hunter and the then vice president seen with a pair of Mexican billionaires. At the same time, Hunter had been working on energy deals in Mexico.
Joe Biden also had Hunter and his business partner fly on Air Force Two to Mexico.
The president agreed to pay Hunter Biden's legal fees for his business dealings with a Chinese-controlled company. Hunter's assistant reportedly telling a pair of Biden aides, quote, I spoke with Hunter today regarding his bills. It is my understanding that Hunt's dad will cover these bills in the short term.
There is photographic evidence of Biden on a golf outing with both his son, Hunter, and a man called Devin Archer, who was another member of the Burisma board.
We also know that Devin Archer in that picture had a meeting in the White House, one-on-one meeting with Joe Biden about a week before they joined the Burisma board.
His closest business partner, Hunter, has made at least 19 visits to the White House and other official locations, including a sit-down with then-Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
You know, the RNC put that together, but I was looking for all of those clips, and I found that video, and I thought, okay, we'll use that. Look, I know it's an RNC thing, but it doesn't matter. Here's, with respect to the Hunter Biden laptop, the emails, the all of the electronics. I've been talking about this now since October, I believe it is, of 2020. And I was one of the first, well, the first really was Miranda Devine and John Levine. Miranda Devine has done a tremendous job in exposing everything on the Hunter Biden laptop as it relates to Joe Biden. Now, and I should say this, all of my writings about the Hunter Biden laptop since the first day I got it, and I got it in a very weird fashion. It was given to me, but the conditions are, you don't say where you got it, and ever, because folks, you would probably, I'm fairly certain you'd probably know the name. And it was astounding to go through the thousands, tens of thousands of messages and emails. Now, what that shows, and I'm sorry, getting back to October of 2020, was it 19 or 20? It doesn't matter. The election, right after Giuliani got it. It wasn't too long after that. And then, well, I'm just going to put a period there. When I received that and went through that, I began writing about that with the Wisconsin Christian News. All of my work in taking apart the Biden laptop is in Wisconsin Christian News. Allow me to say this. Wisconsin Christian News is under attack right now because of people like me. Do me a favor, subscribe, but don't just subscribe, donate. Keep them in the, keep them going. That's the only hard copy paper, newspaper, I believe, Christian newspaper that tells the real, honest to God truth of everything. That's WisconsinChristianNews.com. Please give generously and subscribe. And even, hey, Christmas is coming. That would make a great Christmas gift to someone you know, member of your family, WisconsinChristianNews.com. But I said that because it was after that or during that period, Miranda Devine wrote the book, The Hard Drive from Hell. From there, the information about the Biden crime family. You saw 3 minutes of the Biden crime family. This is all about Joe's corrupt family, foreign business investments and dealings. This is about the Communist Chinese Party. Now, hold on. because it's not just about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and the Biden sister. And it's not just about them. This is also about anti-Donald Trump Republican billionaires. That's right. They're deeply tied to Chinese communist finance. This appeared in the, I apologize, Eric the Tech. What is the name of the publication? National Pulse. Thank you very much. I've got like a listing of publications right here. And you'll have to forgive me. I just wanted to make sure I got that correct. But there it is right there. This is related to the Biden crime family. Now, we know Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, very connected to the Communist Chinese Party, very connected to Ukraine, even Russia, and other foreign countries. But this article, Receipts, Anti-Trump Republican Billionaires Deeply Tied to Chinese Communist Finance. Folks, this is about us versus them. It doesn't matter necessarily if there is an R or a D after the name. It matters if they are on the dole. And many, if not most, are on the Chinese Communist Party dole. Many of the billionaires, especially those who have lined up against President Trump, against his 2024 campaign, they share more in common than their wealth. Okay? It's no surprise that ruling class members with China links are lining up against a populist, that being Donald Trump. And I make no excuses for his positions on the jab, no excuses whatsoever. Somebody had taken me to task, well, you know, he's still promoting the jab. Okay, right. I get all that. The key term here is triage. Before they were even called first responders, I was a first responder. Okay. This is back in my young days. I was on fire rescue. Look, you got chaos everywhere. You got blood, you got body parts, you got screaming people, so the key word here is triage. Trump, yeah, he's got some issues. He's going to have to answer for those issues. But before we get to Trump, who's got the broken leg and fractured femur, you better get to the people who need the attention the most first. Am I making sense? We'll get Donald Trump. We will put you on notice and say, hey, wait a second, you've got to answer to this. But when we're in the soup, when you arrive at the scene and it looks like a war zone, carnage, blood, people, bodies, body parts everywhere, metals twisted, I mean, you've got to triage, and that's what I'm doing. I'm making no excuses for anyone, including Trump, but it's surprising, or not surprising necessarily, again, going back to the National Pulse article, that, again, no surprise that the ruling class members with China links are lining up against President Trump, who says he wants to launch an all-out campaign to eliminate America's dependence on China. By the way, I don't know about you, but I'm so damn sick and tired of getting these pieces of crap, whether it's a washing machine or a dryer or, I don't know, what's that? Stove, refrigerator. Let's say made in China. Screw that crap. We can make this stuff here. And we should make this stuff here. We don't need China.
And we used to have fridges that would last 40 years.
Right. Now it's TVs. They're disposable. I'll tell you what. I will take a tube, the TV with the tubes. I remember. And I'm sure. Don't laugh at me, Eric the Tech. I remember the TV guy, TV repairman coming over and replacing the tubes in the back of the TV. You folks remember that? Yeah. And they lasted. American made, not this Chinese crap. My wife purchased this. This is like a fire sale purchase, okay, in terms of the cost. A patio table lasted 1 year and it was falling apart. And man, I was on her a lot. I said, don't ever buy crap made in China. Now look, I know you, I get it. Okay. You've got to buy certain things because if you need a refrigerator and the only one you can find is made in China, what are you going to do? You're going to put it in your root cellar, the food?
Yes.
Okay. Can you dig me a root cellar?
Yes.
All right. Problem solved.
It's part of prepping 101.
And that's true. Prepping, indeed. We need to prep.
Even with the modern house, you should consider still having a root cellar so it's ready to go.
And you know what? I'm all for that. I really am. And by the way.
But it still only does so much.
That's true. I mean, at the time of root cellars, you had actual cows. You lived on a farm, okay, pretty much.
Now we have fake cows.
Now you got fake. Yeah, and the FDA. And that brings me to the other issue, folks. You heard this, right? The FDA, they approved this fake bullshit meat. Yeah, okay, that's right. Are you out of your flipping mind?
Yeah. Bug patties.
I don't know what, seriously. Okay. I go back and I think Clark Griswold from Vacation. Hey folks, you know, remember when he brought home the milk packets? That milk is 20 years old or whatever it was. It's because of preservatives. He made preservatives. None of this is good. There was a loaf of bread my wife purchased. And she bought it from the bakery. Good bakery. Well, you had to eat that bread, which we did in a couple of days. There's another loaf of bread that had the lifespan of Twinkies. I'm telling you.
Welcome to McDonald's.
There you go. And people wonder why we're sick, right? But getting back to the right and to the left and the Chinese.
This was your great grandfather's loaf of bread.
Seriously, you know, I weep for my grandchildren, and I mean that. I'm not a guy who cries. You can ask Eric. I'm not a guy who cries. I think guys are allowed to cry when their mom dies, when their dog dies, and I'll toss one more in there, when they give their daughter away in marriage. And it's no reflection on Eric.
You did cry, didn't you?
I did.
I wouldn't say cry.
I wept like a baby. Oh, you didn't see me in my hotel room with my dog.
In the fetal position?
Fetal position.
Lady spooning you?
Yeah. But no.
Had Bill Gates spoon you.
Which one? The guy, the Bill Gates from Arizona, that little dweeb? And you know, I'm with Gerald Celeni, who was on with me, what was that, Wednesday? Gerald Celeni, God love that man. By the way, hey, did you sign up for the Trends Journal? Doug, all this money you're talking about. Look, if it helps you, make sure you do. The Trends Journal, I'm going to tell you right now, the latest Trends Journal, it is fantastic, the amount of information there.
That guy's a genius.
The guy is a flipping genius.
A hilarious genius.
You hear him off air. Okay. He's the kind of guy. I want his journal of where the bodies are, the map. Never mind. God love him. Gerald Celeni, and I had somebody send me an email saying Gerald Celeni just too much. I had to turn him off. Turn him off. Turn me off. I don't give a flip. Turn him off. Not my cup of tea. I mean, so you really had to write me that email to tell me I didn't really like him.
Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you. I'll make sure that I will.
We're making the changes right now.
Making the changes. I'll make sure that we consider your feelings. Can you hand me that box of ammo?
Everything these days are about the 1%. So,
you know. And I'll say this, okay, to the emailer. Look, it's nothing against you, okay? It's the mindset. No,
you don't have to like guests.
No. And thank you. You don't, do you? You don't even have to like me. Of course, I don't know why you'd be watching, but you don't have to like me.
Yeah, and 1% like you, so.
it's a fraction of that. 1%. No, it's a fraction.
As Celente would say, 0.25%.
it was good. I love the guy, and he's got a, you know what, Gerald Celeni has got a good heart. He really does. All right,
he's just old and angry like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday, Steve and I were after the show was over, we were talking a little bit. He says, "How old are you again?" I told him. He said, "Yeah, my wife and I were asking. We're both grouchy old guys." We are. Anyway.
Steve's what, got 10 years on you?
No, not quite.
8?
Yeah. 8. 8 and change. But Steve Quayle's another guy. I mean, the guy's a genius, okay, to listen to him talk. And he's been, look, but anyway. All right, here I go, getting off on tangents.
A quarter of a percent.
I have to open the doors and pull the chairs back from these people. Screw them. They can't even pull their own chairs out for them? For themselves? He's right, you know. All right. But the Murdochs. You think about the Murdochs. We're talking about the anti-President Trump Republican billionaires, deeply tied to Chinese money. Murdochs, for example. Did you catch the New York Post headline? This was again in National Pulse. Mocking the president's announcement. Eric the Tech, I know you didn't see this, but what do you think the New York Post, the headline was when President Trump announced that he was running for president again?
Let me get creative here.
Okay. So remember, he resides in Florida. He's running for president again. He was our president before. So this is the Murdoch-owned New York Post. The headline about his announcement. All right.
I couldn't think of anything clever.
It's the opposite of clever. Folks, are you ready for this? Florida man makes announcement. What the hell kind of crap is that?
Florida man bad.
And writes the National Pulse, perhaps President Trump should respond by highlighting a more shocking headline. This one from Crikey in Australia. Crikey, Australia. Murdoch Empire borrows $100 million from state-owned Bank of China. Yeah. There you go. That's the headline. News Corp, the parent of New York Post and Wall Street Journal, took a nine-figure loan from the Communist Chinese Party-owned bank. And that's just the beginning. Murdoch's ex-wife, perhaps, Murdoch's ex-wife, alleged Communist Chinese spy Wendy Deng. What's up? By the way, what the hell is up with all of these guys with Chinese wives? Priscilla Chan, Wendy Deng, Fang Fang.
Part of the deal.
Huh? Part of the deal, right? Yeah. Maybe Murdoch's ex-wife, Wendy Deng, could shed more light on the matter. And then, of course, there's Ken Griffin. 2 days before the midterms, this financier spoke to Politico about how he wants to spend his billions to get rid of Ron DeSantis in the White House. To get Ron DeSantis in the White House. Keen observers will note that Trump's first salvo against DeSantis came hours before this political puff piece, which had been in the works for some time. So it's no stretch to connect the dots. Trump heard about this piece. Perhaps he was asked to comment on the fact about a Chinese-linked billionaire, China-linked billionaire, was now one of Ron DeSantis' largest donors. Again, look, I like Ron DeSantis, okay? I like President Trump. I know that they all have problems. But again, you walk into this carnage, okay, you better do some triage. If you think all's going to be, unicorn farts and roses, okay, you got another thing coming. You ain't lived until you've seen blood, body parts, mangled steel, and cries for help. I'm going to tell you, it does something. And that's where this country is. That's before post-traumatic stress disorder was a thing. You just went out and you drank. All right. Anyway, that's that. I want to show you this because of the timing. Let's see here. Where are we? The other part of this is the southern border. I'm going to go to the video three. You can watch, you can go to HagmanReport.com and you can watch the entirety of video three. Video four is about the 11 million, count them, 11 million illegals. Chuck Schumer calls for amnesty. Bullshit on amnesty. No amnesty, but watch this.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to.
Why is that, Chucky?
Yeah, why?
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here. Now more than ever.
Look at those seals behind him clapping, right? Okay. What a bunch of crap. But why is that, Chucky? Why is there low fertility rate, may I ask? Gee, let me think. I don't know. Maybe we should be wearing boxers, not briefs, right? Maybe the tighty whities are too tight. I don't know. Or maybe it's something else. Hey, you guys. Don't have time for it. All right. Folks, that'll do it for me tonight. Look,
we'll play that on Monday.
Oh, we will play that on Monday. Don't forget the Patreon meeting on Sunday. Again, brief, but let's kind of sync up to see where we're at. And I'll be there. That's Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. And please forgive my, my potty mouth. That's really passion. as opposed to anything else. God bless you. Good night.